Betsy Ramalasau, a proud cookie and Fijian, has exemplified dedication and resilience throughout her journey to becoming a nurse. Despite significant travel for her education and work, she remains dedicated to her role as a practice nurse in Pleasant Point. Noted for her determination, she was honoured for mentoring peers and received the Ara Pacific Eke Panuku Award for South Canterbury Mentor and Tutor of the Year last year. Despite personal challenges like raising a child and managing a beauty business, she attributes her success to the support of her tutors and valuable clinical experiences. Betty was one of almost 80 graduates crossing the stage in person last week at the Caroline Bay Hall. Of those, 17 were awarded Bachelor of Nursing degrees. Ramalasau dedicated her achievement to her late father, father-in-law, husband and daughter, expressing gratitude to the Pacific Achievement Team at Ara and affirming that pursuing her nursing degree was the best decision she ever made. Betsy joins us now on Pacific Days. Kia rana, nisam bulavi nakaro. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Betsy, firstly, what motivated you to pursue a career in nursing despite the many challenges you faced, dear?
My husband. So my husband had a vision of me being a nurse, and he was the one that pushed me and encouraged me to do the nursing degree, even though I doubted it because it was a 3-year study. So I was like, oh nah, that's a bit too long. And plus too, like, I had that mindset that a degree was too advanced for me. You know, like, I dropped out of school at the form, like, I went to Mangere College, dropped out. But I did that to help my mum. But what made me more inspired was more my mum. Like, in our Pacific culture, you know, when you get sick, you know, you get a māoro. And a māoro in our language means a massage. And not only that, the famous coconut oil was just the number one medicine for everything. So, you know, like if you had a sore ear, mum would put coconut oil drops in our ear, then your ear pain will go away. Or, you know, if you were sore, you had aches or pain, you know, like mum would just māoro us, and the next day, you know, then all of a sudden you feel better, you know, you feel relieved, like that pain is gone. So coconut oil and māoro was practically the cure for medicine, you know, with us kids, you know, since our childhood. So that was what pursued me, you know. Those were the main factors that motivated was my mum and my husband.
Share your experiencing of balancing motherhood, running a business, and pursuing your nursing degree all at the same time.
I know. to be completely honest, it was hard. It was hard. It was tough. It was really tough, I will admit. Ensuring that I was organized was the main key. If I wasn't organized, then things will not flow well. Things will be all over the show. But not only that, like I had to drive Monday to Friday with my daughter from Ashburton to Timaru for clinical placements, for classes, and driving 2 hours a day. It was draining. And then in the weekend, after class or I'll work from home. Or if not, I'll go work at the hospital. And then in the weekends, I'll just work at the hospital. So I had my daughter during the day and hubby had her at night and the weekend. So most times we were practically just passing by. So, you know, it's just, you know, I've got baby, here you go, I'm off, go to work. You know, I had no holiday, I had no break. I did it for roughly 3.5, 4 years. But yeah, no, it was hard, but we got there in the end.
How do you stay motivated during the sort of ebb and flow, you know, the ups and downs, the mountaintops and the valleys over that period of time?
The motivation was my daughter. My daughter was practically the main person who motivated me, because I looked at my daughter and I said, you know, mum's doing this for you. We wanted to provide her the life that me and her dad never had. You know, we had parents that came from the islands. You know, money was tough back then. It wasn't as big to what it is now. You know, we never had things that we wanted to have. So we wanted to provide her the life and also an education that we never got to have. So every time got tough and I wanted to quit and I wanted to give up, I always looked at my daughter and I said, no, mum's doing this for you. So that's what pushed me and what motivated me to keep going. But also to my husband and my parents as well, my father-in-law.
Now, as part of your journey, one of the highs being awarded the Outer Pacific Eke Panuku Award. How, what was your reaction to receiving that?
When I was told that I was receiving an award, I was like, hey, I've actually done something right for once. but not only that too, but knowing that my hard work was recognised, it was nice to know, like, yeah, okay, I'm out there doing the, you know, I'm doing the mahi, I'm doing the hard yard. And I mean, not only was I just working, being, you know, running a business, being a mum, being a wife, traveling, but I was also a mentor and a tutor for Pacific students who were studying nursing down here in South Canterbury. So being a Pacific Islander, it's very common for us to not say no. So, and we make time, you know, it doesn't matter how busy we are or, you know, how overloaded we are, but we still make time to help others. And that's just the nature of us being Pacific Islanders. So that's what I was doing as well. So when I got awarded for Pacific and Tudor of the Year for South Canterbury, it wasn't just one, it was both things. So I was stoked. I was really overwhelmed about winning that award, like knowing that someone can reach out to me and say, hey, I need help with an assignment, or I don't understand what this concept means. Knowing that they can reach out to me, it's an amazing feeling, because I'm giving back to the Pacific people and to the nursing students that went through that same journey that I went through too. So
Mentioned your husband, but of course your support network, you know, is wide. You know, we mentioned your late father, your father-in-law, daughters, as well as tutors and those who mentored you during your own journey. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, share with us, Betsy, around the importance of that support network, that support team, and what it meant to you.
My parents were amazing and supportive. I lost my mum back in 2017, but they always say it takes a village to raise a family. So my mum's siblings, who are like, and probably we call them our, you know, where they're tamawanei, or they're our feeding parents. So, you know, my mum and my dad. So before my dad passed away in July 2023, he was the main person who was my biggest, him and my father-in-law, but my dad was the biggest one that, you know, used to always say to me in our Pukala language, you know, they say, which means to be strong, you know, continue doing good, you know, you know, don't give up, like hang in there, do good. And he used to always say to me, especially in Pukan, like, which means, you know, have faith in God and put God, you know, he will be the one that will guide you through your studies. So, you know, I always remembered what my dad said, and my father-in-law too. He also, he was always thankful, you know, over the last 3 years about my studies, and they always believed that I would pass. But also my husband, he was my rock. You know, even though when times got tough and I wanted to give up, he always said to me, remember you're doing a degree, not a diploma. And he also said, when it gets tough, it's going to get tougher. But remember that, you know, it's the last hurdle and you're almost at the end. So that's what kind of kept me together. And plus two, he never gave up. He never gave up on me. He always believed in me. Also, like, my other support systems were my tutors. My tutors, if it wasn't for them, I would not have made it. You know, my classmates, you know, we started this degree, this journey as one, and we all finished as one, so that was the beauty of it. But also not forgetting, like, my preceptors when I was out on clinical placements too. Like, I learned a lot and I was supported by them, but not forgetting my new managers here where I'm working at Pleasant Point Health Centre, Kerry Sharp, Jonathan and Sarah Patrick, and the awesome team, Rebecca, Ange, Suzanne, Sarah, Charlene, Maria, Jess, Olivia, Anushka, Carolyn, Marge, and Trish. You know, not only this place was a workplace or a medical centre, but, you know, you walk into this place and you walk into a family. And I knew that walking into this family, they all had my back, and I knew that I would always be supported by these people. So, yeah, it's something that I always cherish, and I'll cherish it forever, and I'll always be grateful for this team. And, yeah, that practically was my whole support system. And plus two, like, a group of friends in Ashburton who we had the Soul Sisters. Yeah, they were amazing. So, yeah.
Betsy, finally, advice to students taking up their nursing degree that are, you know, starting on a journey which you've already travelled. What's your encouragement to them?
So my encouragement to them will be, life is full of obstacles. It's like a rugby or a gridiron game. You have to get past the other opponent to get to the try line. So as you go through the different hurdles or the different obstacles, the only way to get through it is by tackling them. And, you know, you've got to tackle them to get through to the finishing line. So anything is possible, and, yeah, the sky is the limit, but always believe in yourself and remember there's no such thing as I can't, because it's I can and I will. You know, don't let anything hold you back from chasing a dream that you've always imagined, because only you can conquer the dream. And when you do, it's the biggest reward that you'll ever, or that you'll never regret for the rest of your life. And it's the best celebration. I mean, even till now, we're still celebrating. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's a week. But that, you know, that reward in the end, it's the best feeling ever. So, yeah, that's my advice.
Well, it's a very big thank you. Atawai wolo. Vinaka Vakalevu, Betsy. Betsy Rama Lasau, Bachelor of Nursing degree recipient from Ara Institute of Canterbury. Thank you so much for sharing your inspirational journey with us today, sister.
Thank you so much for having me.
And wishing you all the very best for your future. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.